This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
See, you can't keep kids in school too long. Mostly, the kids are fine. Kids will figure it out. It's no big deal. Like we've always said, kids are resilient.
Yeah. Yes.
That's no problem. It's the adults you got to watch. See, you keep them in school too long. You give the adults too long to think about stuff. For example, West Virginia principal, now accused of plagiarizing Ashton Kutcher, of all people. Of course, he does the speech at the graduation. And he ripped off Ashton Kutcher from the, what was it, Teen Choice Awards?
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. Listen, seriously, listen to this. And there's a video that's now gone viral. 100,000 people have watched this video up on Facebook, where they spliced the principal's speech with Ashton Kutcher's speech together and at times have layered them.
And I believe that the opportunity looks a lot like hard work.
Oh, no, it gets better.
When I was a kid growing up.
When I was 13, I had my first job with my dad carrying shingles up to the roof.
Company carrying shingles up and down a ladder to a roof.
Was that I've never had a job
in my life
that I was better than.
I was always lucky
to have a job.
And
every job I had was a stepping stone to my next job. And I never quit my job until I had my next job.
And so opportunities for me look like hard work.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
He does the opposite of hard work.
Yeah.
There's more.
The most attractive,
the sexiest,
the most interesting
thing in the entire world
about a person is being,
really smart.
And being thoughtful. And being generous. Everything else, I promise you, is just crap.
People try to sell you.
So don't buy it.
Be smart.
Be thoughtful.
And be generous.
Okay, so speaking as someone, I had to write a graduation speech.
You probably didn't have to, but you demanded the opportunity to speak.
I was class president, and they were like, no, you have to. Like, you go and you read other people's stuff, like graduation speeches, and you're like, okay, like, that's the rhythm for it. Like, you got to start off with this and that. But you don't write down the exact same thing. Oh, my God.
He actually saying, the principal has come out now and saying, I did not get all my ideas from Ashton.
What?
Really? Format, yes. Thoughts and ideas were from my heart. Adding that he's upset that the speech has stolen the focus from the graduating students. He says it in an email Friday. He said he's putting the incident behind him. Me and my family are the only ones being hurt here. Well, that's probably true.
Okay.
That's probably true.
Doesn't he have to resign? I mean, you're the principal of a school. If you're a student and you're caught plagiarizing for an assignment, isn't there some sort of...
Yes.
Aren't you expelled? Aren't you possibly... You know, aren't you... He can't, that's harsh. He can't... No. I'm not saying it should happen. I'm just saying, how can he be taken seriously by any student in that high school when he did exactly what he's telling them they can't do?
Does he have to resign? Yes.
I think he does.
Does he have to resign?
Yeah.
I need you to make a snap judgment right now. Talking about a man's livelihood, but yes, I want you to make the decision in 20 seconds. Does he have to resign?
Absolutely, because they tell us about this in every single class, every year, all the time. We have to sit there and read about plagiarizing. That is ridiculous.
No, the school board, has to demote him and move him to another school. That's what they have to do. So they put him down to a vice principal status, and then they move him to another school.
Say it again.
Out! Be a role model.
Way,
out.
Look at her sitting with her arms crossed. She sat up a little bit. Just like, I'm mad now.
Yeah.
Out.
Out.
And you know what? Honestly, if he came out and was like, you know, I screwed up, But he didn't. I didn't steal the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, me and my family are the only ones being hurt.
And that sucks. It's your responsibility. It's your fault. He's awful. What an awful example for students. Awful.
Yeah, you're right. He has to leave that school.
He has to leave that school. I don't know if, fully making him resign or whatever, but moving him down to a lower, where maybe a vice principal or even maybe just a little bit lower than that,
No, you know what? Given Spence's rationale, who can ever take him seriously after this?
Mm-hmm.
You can never take him seriously again as a principal. And word will get out. It's viral.
He won't be able to move his way back up. I'm not saying, demote him and then hopefully he can go back up. I'm saying, put him back down, maybe make him go back to being a science teacher or whatever that is. You know what I mean? Back to...
The more Kayla talks, the more this guy slides back. He was a vice principal. That was a science teacher, maybe.
Put the orange vest on and have the crosswalks.
Yeah, do the crosswalks.
How? No, sadly, as much as I don't like this idea, he's got to go. Mm. I hate this idea. For the record, I hate it.
Yeah, nobody does.
But he's got to go. Because nobody will trust, you can't trust him. So even if he's your science teacher, so then you plagiarize somebody's work, you hand it in, and they go, you can't do that. And he goes, you did.
Yeah.
No, that's so true. I don't know. I just wouldn't want to fire the man. I don't know why. I couldn't bring it. If I was on the school board and they were like, let's take him out, I'd be like, oh, it's okay. He'll go work the cafeteria or he'll be
he's not working the cafeteria.
I don't know.
And by the way, again, you keep sliding back further. It went from vice principal to science teacher. Now we're working the cafeteria.
Just keep him in the school system. I'd feel so
bad. You can't.
Why? He knew what he was doing. He's a grown man who
knew
what he was doing.
But we all make mistakes. That's all. Don't just burn the man because he made one simple mistake, and it sucks because he's such a public figure.
Listen again.
The most attractive,
the sexiest,
or the most interesting
thing in the entire world
about a person is being,
really, really smart and being thoughtful and being generous.
Everything else, I promise you, is just crap.
Crap. Someone's trying to sell you, so don't buy it.
Be smart, be thoughtful, and be generous.
All he had to say at the beginning of the speech was, as the most revered scholar of our times, Ashton Kutcher said, and then did it. He's cool.
He could have been done. Yeah. If he said this wouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah, we don't need to take a vote on this. I know you hate this, but he's got to go.
He's got to go.
He's got to go.
You guys are harsh, man.
And again, Lil Jess.
Out. Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so then there's this story. 47-year-old guy named Michael Como. He was the principal at Holy Family Catholic School in Port Allen, Louisiana. Last week, he's one of the chaperones on a school field trip to Washington, D.C. Who gets to... I have so many... There's a number of questions that I... And I think we're going to go with this, the second, not the first. But I would love to know, did you ever take a really cool field trip when you were in school? Where you traveled?
No, the furthest we ever went was... I take that back. We did go to the Keys for a marine biology trip, but that was in middle school. High school, Jesus. We never went on cool trips.
But that's... For people who don't understand, that's...
That's a seven-hour drive.
500 miles?
No, the Keys are just really slow. So maybe three, I'd say.
Yeah, it takes a long time. We drove down to the Florida Keys once.
Yeah, it's a two-lane road. So it just takes forever.
Two-lane, and you drive, and then you hit town. So it's 25 miles an hour. So you're 25 and then 50. And if you're behind, we were behind some dude in a Nova that had a ragtop that was battered by the elements.
Oh, no.
Unreal. Did you ever take a cool field trip?
No, just science stuff, explore it from San Jose to San Francisco.
Did you ever go anywhere, a long field trip?
Yeah, it was when we saw the space shuttle land. I forgot how long of a drive that was for us.
Where did you live?
I believe it was in California. It wasn't Florida.
Did you live in Florida?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that about you.
For about 9 months when I was, I don't even remember how old I was.
So across the country for it?
No, they did not. Sorry. No. I led you down a path that I didn't need to. Wow. So how far do you remember how far you had to go?
I don't remember, no. I know we had to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Though.
I consider a long trip an overnight stay. Is that weird? If you're going somewhere, in Alabama to D.C., for example, you'd more than likely be staying overnight, I'm assuming, sometime.
By the way, for Kayla, Venice, Florida to Florida Keys, only 260 miles.
Yeah.
That's a high.
All right.
Huh, I would have thought it was a lot further.
Again, just traveling is horrendous.
I know nothing about where you're from. we went to Camp Casey, but that's like, it's a couple hours. But we were in the sticks, so our sports, we had to go like 2 hours to play football.
Oh wow,
Spence, I'm sure you had to go through that too. Being in Apple Valley,
at least an hour from most.
Not Apple Valley,
Grass Valley. We had to go at least an hour to Sacramento for most of the games, if not further.
Yeah, we had a lot further than that. Monroe to like Burlington and stuff.
Jeez.
Back in the, that's like Canadian border.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long way. So this 47-year-old guy, Michael Como, principal at Holy Family Catholic School in Port Allen, Louisiana. Last week, he's one of the chaperones on a school field trip to Washington, D.C. Apparently, on Thursday night, he ducks out. Principal of the Catholic school, ladies and gentlemen. On Thursday night, Principal Como ducks out with his service dog.
I didn't hear the service dog part.
And goes to a strip club.
Oh, no.
Then gets mega hammered, like super drunk, and refuses to pay his bill.
What?
How you get so drunk you think you don't gotta pay? So the club called the cops, and he gets arrested for public intoxication. And, of course, almost immediately resigns as principal. He had been the principal there for 5 years. Came from another school where he resigned after $120,000 in Hurricane Katrina recovery donations were, quote-unquote, misused.
By the way, he looks
like the warden from Shawshank.
Oh, God.
He does. He looks like the warden from Shawshank Redemption. Here was the question I really want to ask. Because, I mean, you know, hey, did you ever take a long field trip? Boring. Blah. Yuck. Tell us about the long field trip you took. Blah. When did you see your teacher out in the wild? When did you see a teacher out amongst the living?
Huh. Y'all, my parents were in administration,
sure.
So I saw these people at their worst.
Yes. Drunk at your house?
Oh, yeah. And then I'd be the babysitter whenever they'd throw huge parties. My principal, who they come out here and party now all the time, but I had to babysit their kids one time, and they came home on a party bus, mind you. They all went out, and then they decided to order a party bus when they were out because they all got too hammered, and they showed up at 4 o'clock in the morning at the house as I was babysitting their kids.
Well, I feel like this is going to be fruitful.
Huh.
702-364-9898. It's not my best story, but the first time, and I remember being just shocked. In fourth grade, saw Mr. Jones, not my teacher, teacher next door to my teacher. Mr. Jones selling shoes at JCPenney. In the summer, he was picking up some extra dough, and I was shocked. And I, you know, now I realize, okay, no big deal. And he was probably mid to late 20s, single guy.
Okay.
I think he was single guy, but yeah, that's Mr. Jones. Why is he selling Jones?
Along the same lines, one of my football coaches, Mr. Humphreys, worked at Safeway. He was like a manager at Safeway in addition to being a football coach and a PE teacher.
That's crazy.
And Mr. Jones, why do you seem overly familiar with my mother? Wait a minute.
Very nice to Monica.
Yeah, he knew her a little too well, and he wasn't my teacher. What? 702-364-9898. When did you see one of your teachers out in the wild?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
Did you ever see a teacher out in the wild and have it blow your mind? Coach Eske came to my house. Baseball coach.
Yeah.
JV baseball coach. First of all, so he goes, it wasn't uncommon because we lived a ways from the school. And it was kind of on the way towards the bigger town that a coach would give me a ride home from baseball practice.
Okay.
On occasion. One day, coach is like, man, you got a lot of trees around here. Think I could come out and cut down a Christmas tree? I don't know. I'll ask my mom. The short version of this is, Coach ended up, we ended up walking in the woods, going to find a tree. He gave me a chew and asked if my mom would care if you got any beer? Think your mom would care if I had one? You could probably have one too. And then wanted to know what my mom's, and I'm making the air quotes, what my mom's situation was.
Oh, wow.
What did you say? What did you tell him?
I said, I don't know. I don't know. That's for real. Mr. Jones just was very nice to my mother, but I don't know that he knew my mother in the way that Coach Heskey wanted to know my mother.
But she already knew what kind of beer she likes, so that's good.
Yeah, it was weird and cool all at the same time. It was awesome. Spence, you ever run into a teacher in the wild?
It wasn't that, Matt. We had one Mexican restaurant in Grass Valley, and Ms. Fitzpatrick was an English teacher, and she was a younger. She'd only been there a couple of years at the high school. And I just remember going in with my mom to the Mexican restaurant part and seeing Ms. Fitzpatrick in the bar doing the margaritas. And she just had a bit of a plunging neckline that I wasn't. And I was a big fan of boobs back then because I was like 16.
As you are now.
Yeah.
That fandom hasn't stopped. But particularly then, it caught me off guard.
This may have sent you down the path. This may have sent you down the path.
She is patient zero.
Yes.
Oh, my yes. God.
Yes. Rick says, ran into the principal and admins from my high school in a bar watching a fight. Yes, I was underage. No one said anything. Mo says, my elementary school, girl named Mo. Right on. My elementary school principal used to come to our house and play poker with my dad's poker night. True story. Tim says, one of the deans came and got drunk with us at a hotel the night we graduated. What?
Whoa.
Our high school band director was known to hang out at a place called the Black Bear Chalet, a supper club and tavern. I grew up in Wisconsin. In addition to drinking copious amounts of alcohol, he also was in charge of the band that performed in the lounge. Get this, band kids could earn extra credit by, quote, helping out and performing on a Friday or Saturday night. All the fun came to an end when a parent saw him accepting cash under the table at the end of the night. So he'd get the kids to come and work for free.
Oh, man.
That's so good. And then he'd pocket the cash. Similar story to Spence, just came in. When I was in high school, I saw our college-age student teacher at a free concert downtown. She was with her boyfriend wearing T-shirt and ball cap, drinking a beer. It was enough to blow my adolescent mind. How about that? Alexis, when did you see your teacher out in the wild?
So my brother and I, we were actually just graduating. I was graduating, sorry. He was turning 21. And he was like, oh, I want to go out and celebrate. And, you know, the only strip club, unfortunately, that you can get into is Little Darlings. And I was like, oh, man, I've heard so many bad stories about that place, but I guess let's go. So we end up going. We get our own little table. And right across from us is our high school wrestling teacher. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, my God, what do I do? And he's staring at me.
Sure.
I'm like, does he know? Because I was a manager for them. And I was like, oh, my God, like, this is just beyond weird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you wonder if he's sitting there looking at you, hoping that you're there for pre-shift.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's just, yeah. So what did you do?
Part about it is the fact that I was like, I know your wife and your kids. And he's just staring at me. And I'm like, this girl's probably like 18 also dancing on you. Oh my gosh.
You know what? I would ask how this ended up, but I don't think it's any good.
We don't want to
know. So thank you for calling in from Summerlin this morning. Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.